The infinite Brahma is pure, immortal, without beginning and without end. There is, in this manifest universe, a cycle of creation, preservation, and dissolution. And all creation is moving through this cycle continually. The whole universe is in this cycle. But the infinite Brahma is the substance of which all of this created universe is made. Though it appears that there are countless forms, innumerable stars and planets, and a vast universe, as diverse as the imagination can comprehend, yet the universe is homogeneous, composed of one substance, one eternal beingness, played out in the creation as the infinite forms of diversity. Within this diversity, there is a unity, a wholeness of being. A oneness, a harmony. To know that harmony is to know one's own self. For you are not separate from the world in which you live, from all the other living beings, the plants, the animals, the trees, the grass, the sky, the stars, the innumerable planets and beings are all connected to you. Your existence is interwoven and interconnected with that of all beings. No one is an island separated from the whole. All are part of the infinite whole of being. All are part of the oneness of the infinite one. The substantive nature of this universe, out of which everything is formed, is that infinite beingness, that infinite awareness, Purusha. And out of that Purusha, out of that infinite conscious, aware intelligence, the whole of diversity of creation is spun by the operative forces and laws of the universe, which bring the diversity of form in the infinite stillness of being. And as consciousness becomes more and more self-aware, as you become more self-aware, you become able to know the inner essence of your being, to know the infinite, eternal unity of being, which is in the core of your own soul, in your Atman. In this unity of being, you are whole, you are complete. There is no duality, there is no separation. The duality comes because of identification with form, with thoughts, and with the doer of actions. That becomes the ego, the individual identity. That identity is based on the evolution of form and identity with the uniqueness of your form and the multiple experiences you have had in your existence as a unique individual. And so in the diversity of form, individual consciousness grows within the unitariness of being. Within the infinite consciousness, there is the growth of awareness of unitary beings, individuals. And as mind grows in magnitude, and you become more and more connected to yourself, more and more whole, then you are, in essence, returning to your natural state of being, to that wholeness which does not have any divisions. Like the drop of water dropped into the sea, you return to what you truly are, out of the container of your ego, out of the container of your individual identity. When you go deep within with your awareness, with your attention, like the water flowing out of the container into the sea, you become the sea itself. You become that pure light of infinite being. You become that love which has no second. You become that truth which is eternal and immortal. You become whole. Returning to your source, all the yearning and restlessness of the human mind dissolves. All of the thoughts and desires dissolve because there the soul is fulfilled. There the unstruck music is played, and that which you truly are becomes known. There is no longer the yearning for love, because love is your own being. There is no separation. The fundamental cause of pain is that separation, that fall from grace, that duality of self and other, which creates the pain, the loneliness, all of the difficulties of the mind. They all stem from that fundamental sense of separation that the ego and body-mind identity, the identity with your past experience, your samskara, your karma, makes that separation. But when you relax the mind in devotion to the divine, in love unconditional, in surrender, you let go of the ego, let go of your identity, let go of everything that you have ever thought about yourself, all the limitations, all of it. And when you let go, you relax back into the infinity of being, into your own nature, sahaj, your own nature. This is the beauty of the spiritual path. This is the beauty of sadhana. This is the sadhana. There are many different types of practices. But the true sadhana, the true meditation, is to let go of all that you have bound yourself in and believed yourself to be, and to dissolve into your true nature, letting your conscious awareness intention sink into the infinite being, the infinite nature of self, dissolving all other desires and identities, all other karmas and sanskara. In this, you are whole when you return home. This is not something to be learned in books. It's not something to be intellectualized. It's something to be directly experienced in the laboratory of your own mind, in the sanctuary of your heart. It is between you and your infinite soul, the divine source of all being. And it is a letting go, a trusting, a willingness to be in the arms of the infinite and to dissolve everything that you have ever thought or believed yourself to be. There are many types of practices to lead to this. There are many ideas. There are so many books. But the true spirituality, the true path, is your inner association, your inner journey to truly know yourself. All right.
Namaskar.
Are there any questions, any comments?